Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, good morning, everyone. This is Robert J. with Your Radio Promo. Top of the morning to you. It's a beautiful day out there. Well, I got a little rain last night, of course, but having some warm weather in our part of the country, and glad you can join us today. Feel free to follow me at RJOKWILL. That's at RJOKWILL, RJOK Will. That's my social media handle. Pretty much all of my social medias. Feel free to follow me and be glad to get back with you and have you join in on future programs. And of course, invite anybody out there who's an entrepreneur. In March sometime, we're going to start doing some interviews, probably maybe on a weekly basis, like once a week or something like that, and actually highlight someone who's been successful in the online and network marketing industry business and have them come on the show and have them share with how they were successful. We even take brick and mortar folks, too. That's fine. Anybody who's been successful in their own business, we'd love to have them come on the show. And today's show is a simple subject. You know, we see that commercial out there, and what's in your wallet? You know, I got to say, what's in your virtual wallet? Virtual is amazing with wasn't even a word, or it was a word, actually, but not a word we would use on a daily basis of having virtual money like the big cyber currency and cryptocurrency, so it's Bitcoin, you name it. But cyber currency. Excuse me. yeah, it needs cyber security, right? That's right. But really, virtual is virtual reality. You know, virtual is it make believe? Is it real? Is it thin air? Does it disappear? Is it here? Is it there? Is it everywhere? Where is it? Is it in my hands or is it not in my hands? Is it hard? Is it soft? Does it even exist? That's what I'm going to talk to you about today, that actual virtual wallet, virtual money, if you will, does exist. And it exists, actually. There's many people online right now making, let's call it a boatload. That would be a bad thing to say on radio. generally, there are lots of people. I've met them. And, you know, I've been intrigued so much that I decided I'm, you know, going to get back involved with I guess you could say chasing the dollar. I don't really want to chase the dollar. If you chase the dollar, what is chasing the dollar anyway? Is it when you, it's windy day out and you just happen to, you know, you go down, oh, the dollar there. And you ever see that commercial with the guy, with the fisherman, and the girl, like she taps her feet and her insurance person helps her out and her friend's there with the old guy with the raincoat on and the old fisherman and, oh, I got a dollar for you. And then she can't even get the dollar. Is that what it is? Is that what chasing money is and going around in circles, upside down, inside out? What is actual virtual wallet? What is virtual money? Like I said earlier, what is it? What is in your virtual wallet? Now, honestly, my virtual wallet hasn't been too filled or too, getting too much love lately. However, that's about to change for me and my friends. And anyone listening out here, of course, could take advantage of that. Generally, do I work with a company, and generally, if you've been online for a while, and you probably are somewhat familiar with online marketing, et cetera, but I work with a company where I literally refer others to a service. It's real simple, no-brainer, and I get paid. End of story. I don't have to build a big website. Although I am a web designer, I'm not the ultimate web designer, but I have done that, and so I've obviously learned that, so I do use it to my advantage so I can actually help myself get online and help others or at least guide them to the right direction where they can get the same tools as myself. And being involved and being networking and having other people like a mastermind as an example is very important in this day and age to keep you in check, to keep you, so you can answer to what you've accepted, to be responsible for your actions, so you can get to the next level. And that's generally virtual money. Your virtual wallet can be pretty much anything. Your bank account could be. Everything's virtual. Everything is all transferred through computers nowadays, right? And having a virtual wallet stuffed full of money that you can go out to your ATM on a daily basis and go collect is pretty remarkable. And I tell you, it's very exciting to have that happen. It's almost like going to a casino, if you've ever done that before, or maybe you see it on TV, where somebody wins the jackpot. They win, they don't even know what they won. I've been fortunate maybe once or twice in my life, and I've won a few dollars or a few coins on the slot machines. And quite honestly, once it starts kicking, you know you won something big. You're just like, come on, baby, come, keep coming, don't stop. And it's really is a very exciting moment. And to have that happen to yourself on a daily basis, even if it was on a weekly basis, is definitely life changing for sure. And I want to encourage each and every one of you to at least take a serious look at doing something alternative. If you have a full-time job, that's fine. Keep working your job. Do not quit your day job. By all means, please. And that's not what I'm saying. That's something that could add to your help out your family. I mean, what would an extra $300 or $400 a month do for you? They say statistics, most people, if they made an extra $300 or $400 a month, just that little amount of money could save families from falling apart, can change people's lives, people keep people from losing homes. It's really that little bit amount of money. But quite honestly, as an online marketer, network marketer, a person who is a netpreneur, that's another word, like entrepreneur, netpreneur, that's the sky's really the limit. And if you have a good product or a good service that you can offer someone and that actually has a solid foundation, has been around for many years, or at least has proven the test of time, you can do very well in this particular industry online as an online marketer, as someone who actually has a service that they offer. And that's something where you're overcharging somebody, right? I mean, the last thing you want to do is price yourself out of the market. You want to actually, whatever you're providing, selling, offering to your whether it be your online friends or people you haven't met yet, anyone throughout social media, okay, pretty much how most people are marketing, through social media, through email marketing, even picking up the old telephone and making a phone call and touching base with people. It's a little bit of a human touch, if you will. People are definitely succeeding and having such a wonderful time and great time and able to provide for their families and do the things, go on those vacations, pay off those bills, not sit around and, oh my goodness, we're so far in debt. This is one way that could actually get you out of debt. Well, hey, appreciate you joining me today. This is Robert J. Feel free to follow me at RJOKWILL. That's RJOKWILL. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Feel free to touch base. Let me know that you've been listening. If you have any suggestions, of course, our station here is Your Radio Promo. We've been on the air about 9 years now. We've done shows off and on, and the main purpose, of course, is to help out the entrepreneur and offer any other ideas. We do have special programs too. We offer, like my, we're very heavily involved with the autism community. My son's autistic, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful young man he's turning out to be, and the people that we're involved with are awesome. It's such a great supportive community, and so we do have shows. I do have a show like that once in a while to bring more awareness, but also to just educate the public. If for what it's worth, right? So, let's see. I'm trying to think of the other thing I want to talk about today, of course, is just being positive, being focused, and just staying in the game. You know, keep your blinders on. That's what's so important. And, you know, as you're doing all these things, the most important thing is a five-letter word, not four-letter word. I'm not going to talk about four-letter word today. I'm talking about five-letter word today. It starts with a B, ends with a D. BD. Yep. BRAND. That's right. Brand. BRAND. You know, I spell it out. I just want to get it through people's heads. Whenever you're out there doing your business, promoting yourself, promoting your brand, promoting the product or service you provide, even if you're providing a product or service for, you know, for another company, and most of us as you know, people out there as online marketers, that's what you do. You promote a brand or a service for another company, which is great because you've got that backing, right? They've got the money, the advertising, the promotions, the tools that get you started like almost immediately, the same day actually. You can literally be focused on marketing and make money in your mailbox, in your virtual wallet, if you will. Sometimes the same day, sometimes within the next week. It's pretty awesome. But when you're branding yourself, make sure it's you. You know, you're building up yourself. YOU. It's a three-letter word for you. YOU. Brand you. Make sure you're building up your image, your style. I want to make sure that it's something that you could fall back on for years to come. Because, you know, sometimes, and internet is always changing. Things do change, you know, but you want to keep your following. You want to make sure people are looking at you as the leader and as their mentor, if you will. so they can continue to follow you through, no matter what you're doing in your life. Maybe you decide to do something different, going to music, or maybe you're consulting on how to build websites, etc. This is something else that can come underneath your umbrella. Once you're making money with your first company, then you're going to probably branch out somewhat, right? But why not have that brand intact, right? My brand, of course, is, you know, I've got multiple websites out there, of course, but my that I promote, of course, is my handle for my social media, RJOKWill. That's at RJOKWill. And the whole purpose of it's my name. My name was actually all on that entire and that verbiage right there. It's first name, middle name, two middle names I actually have, and part of my last name is in there as well. But the whole idea is to inform and get somebody excited that, you know, Robert J, you know, it's okay. You know, I will help you succeed in your business. And you can add will onto however you want to add. And that's why I set it up that way initially, to have something like that. I've got other names too. I've been at Consumer Viewed. I've had that for nearly almost 20 years now. That was actually helping people in the advertising business. And basically, we call it another brand I had there was called Cash or Calls, where you and Consumer Viewed was one and the same, where you literally could make a phone call, listen to an advertisement, and get paid for it. Pretty awesome. Of course, the technology's changed a lot, and so we moved on from that. Still a wonderful idea, concept that a good friend of mine, one of my mentors that out in California, came up with. Anyway, I know I'm rambling on here today, and that's what I usually do when I get on these shows on your radio promo. But feel free to touch base, you know, listen to us, and follow me on my handle. Of course, you can also check out my website if you'd like, and talked about it earlier today. But it's workwithrobertj.online. That's workwithrobertj.online. Of course, it's spelled how it sounds. Pretty simple, but feel free. If you check out my information, actually at the homepage on Blog Talk, you'll see a link there as well. I believe I have the link sitting in there for you for convenience. But like I said, once again, please feel free to follow me on social media. I actually do a live Facebook post. A live post or whatever, if I call it live post. I post all day, of course, but definitely I invite you to check that out as well. Spend a few minutes talking about the topic of the day, and I wanted to encourage you to check that out and to get yourself going. You know, if you've thought about it, maybe you're struggling. Hey, let me tell you something right now. I've struggled. Oh, my goodness. I've got all these wonderful ideas. A lot of times I spend so much time on my ideas. Ideas end up taking more of my time, and I'm not out there promoting and advertising like I should be. So keep that in mind. You know, if you are stuck in whatever, feel free to check out what I'm doing. Listen to my show for inspiration. If I can help you anyway, I'd be glad to. But like I said, I just want to be here to help you out, you know, and see you succeed. And, you know, and even if you're at a job and you're looking for a promotion, hey, whatever motivation you can get for myself, and there's plenty of motivation out there online too. So check out some of the motivational videos on YouTube. They're pretty awesome. They've helped me out a lot of times that I was down and out. So anyway, I want to thank you very much for joining me today. This is Robert J. This is a special day for me. This is the day I was birthed into this world. So I wanted us to at least take this time to thank my mother and father and God above for giving me life, and for my family, my wife and my children. Thank you so much. God bless you. Make every day worth $1 million to me. And everyone else listening, all my friends and other relatives, love you. Keep it real, you know, and telling you, check it out, man. You know, life is by fast, you know. And, yeah, life nowadays is pretty virtual. The older you get, the more faster it seems time goes by. But just remember that you can make a difference. You can succeed. No matter how old or young you are, just get out there and do it. Just get out there and, you know, put on the blinders. And, you know, if you've been down before, just pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and just start all over again. I like to say, actually, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start right where you left off. Anyway, I'll end with that. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day, everybody. This is Robert J. Talk to you again real soon. Have a wonderful day. God bless.